I don't know. You know, it depends what you're trying to do. You're using it for communications. You know, you're not trying to mic up, you know, instruments in the studio and trying to, you know, capture, you know, perfect, you know, drums or something like that. You're using voice, you know. So in the mic world, I'm seeing more and more people switch. Like, I've got both the Shure SM 7, which is the it's the black canister that kind of hangs from the mount that you see almost every podcaster use. You know, that's like the number one. And I got the MV7 version of that, which looks almost identical, but it's the USB version. And actually, mine will do, there's an MV7 and there's an MV7X. The MV7 will do both USB and it'll do XLR, so you can have, you know, outboard equipment. The MV7X is USB only. But I've been running that. That's my go-to. And it's just simple. USB, you just jack it right into the computer. And it sounds fantastic. If you were trying to, like I said, if you were a professional podcaster or something, you know, or you might have to do, you know, vocals, you know, for music or miking instruments, then you know, you're going to go to, you know, standard XLR type microphones and studio grade equipment and stuff like that. But I think if you get a decent, and you don't have to get, you know, anything as exotic as, hold on one second. I don't think you have to get anything anywhere near as exotic as the MV7 to have, you know, good quality microphone for communications grade, I should say. I got this one, I forget what it's called. You're welcome to try it out, but it's a ball, and got it from Larry, NYET, and I wish I could remember the name of it. And, you know, it works great, too, but, you know, I like my MV7 because the cool factor.